Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, June 4th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 105 years ago, today, in 1919, the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which gave women the right to vote, was passed by the Senate 2 weeks after being approved by the House of Representatives. The amendment was ratified the following year. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's sunny and feels like 60 degrees with 4-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:17, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:08. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 7 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 72 and wind of 5 to 9 mile per hour. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 58. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 10:15 with a low tide just after 4. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high near 83 and southwest wind 6 to 9 mile per hour. Thursday has a chance of showers, then showers are likely after 1 p.m. with a high near 73. Friday has a chance of showers as well and will be partly sunny with a high near 71. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Massachusetts residents are noticing a lot of yellow-green dust on outdoor objects and in the air, which is pine pollen. Despite its visibility, Dr. Ali Raja explains that pine pollen is unlikely to trigger allergies, as it's heavier and falls to the ground quickly. The current allergens are mostly oak, mulberry, and grasses. Rising temperatures have extended pollen season by 3 weeks, increasing pollen by 20%. Allergy sufferers should consult an allergist for specific tests and treatments. Now on to sports. Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson's 4-year, $140 million extension, averaging $35 million per year, sets a new pay scale for non-quarterbacks. This deal, equating to quarterback-level money, places Jefferson among the highest-paid players in the NFL, just behind Aaron Rodgers and ahead of Baker Mayfield. This contract will likely influence future deals for top wideouts like Ja'Marr Chase and CeeDee Lamb, pushing more elite receivers into the $25 to $30 million range annually. Jefferson's contract also underscores the importance of balancing high salaries within the team's overall salary cap. In local sports, the Sox had last night off, but tonight, they're at home to take on the Braves, with Cutter Crawford facing Max Fried. In top news, drinking alcohol before napping on a plane can harm your health, both short-term and long-term, due to the lower air pressure and oxygen levels in airplane cabins. A study found that alcohol, combined with these conditions, lowers oxygen saturation and increases heart rate. Moreover, alcohol impairs sleep quality by reducing REM sleep and causing fragmented rest. Experts recommend avoiding alcohol, staying hydrated, choosing flights that align with your natural sleep patterns, eating light and healthy foods, exercising, and minimizing screen use to improve in-flight sleep. In business news, the U.S. banking system faces a potential crisis as $929 billion in commercial real estate debt comes due in 2024. The Fed's high interest rates may cause bank failures and real estate defaults. Recent collapses, like Silicon Valley Bank and First Republic Bank, highlight vulnerabilities. Regional banks, holding nearly 70% of commercial real estate loans, face severe strain. Rising interest rates and changes in office space demand exacerbate this perfect storm. Over the next 3 years, over $2 trillion in commercial real estate loan payments are due, which is adding pressure. While the Federal Reserve's stress tests offer some protection, the sheer volume of maturing loans and high rates creates a challenging environment for smaller banks. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $68,000. Ethereum is nearing $3,800. And Solana is $163. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Researchers have discovered why people spontaneously dance to music, finding that the impulse, or groove experience, is linked to the music syncopation. Syncopation involves rhythmic patterns where beats appear unpredictably. Cognitive neuroscientist Benjamin Morland's experiments showed that a medium degree of syncopation most strongly triggers the desire to dance, as it allows the brain to predict and follow the basic beat. This groove experience arises in the dorsal auditory pathway, which connects the auditory cortex with movement areas, integrating rhythm with motor impulses to create the urge to move. And in entertainment news, Daniel Craig returns as Detective Benoit Blanc in the third installment of Rian Johnson's Knives Out series. The film titled Wake Up Dead Man is written and directed by Johnson and is set to release globally on Netflix in 2025. Following the success of the first two films, this sequel boasts an ensemble cast featuring Kerry Washington, Glenn Close, Jeremy Renner, Josh Brolin, and Milev Kunis. While plot details remain secret, the story promises another intriguing murder mystery with a colorful array of suspects. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the woman's rights activist, Susan B. Anthony. She said, "Oh, if I could but live another century and see the fruition of all the work for women. There is so much yet to be done." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.